E-Myth Mastery, the seven essential disciplines for building a world-class company by Michael E. Gerber. Forward. The most amazing things have occurred in my life, things I could not have imagined until they happened. That I'm sitting here writing to you at this very moment, a book that you're holding, is amazing to me. The story I'm about to share with you in this book is also amazing to me. It's the story of a woman named Sarah, a baker of pies, a small business owner, who became, after experiencing the kind of frustration and despair that comes when one discovers her business cannot fulfill the promise of joy and freedom she thought it would, a reluctant entrepreneur. I call Sarah a reluctant entrepreneur because even after all of our conversations, after all of the work we did together to transform her relationship with her business, Sarah still did not feel like an entrepreneur. She hadn't yet developed an intimate relationship with the entrepreneur in her, or the natural response that is expressed when that relationship is nurtured and alive and integrated. So at times, the entrepreneur in Sarah would flourish, and at times it would languish. What pulled her through every day was Sarah's intense desire to break free of the malaise that was confounding her in the operation of her business. She was determined to discover what she didn't know. It is that intense desire, coupled with her childlike willingness to suspend disbelief, that makes Sarah's story amazing. I watched her grow day by day, giving up her beliefs one by one, attempting to do something new as soon as it was suggested to her, one step at a time, letting go, moving forward, and then backward, and then forward again, relentlessly pushing the envelope of her understanding, skill, and ability to see clearly. The progress she made was, and continues to be, amazing to me. As I'm sure your story is amazing, as are the stories I've heard of the thousands of small business owners who, despite their lack of knowledge and experience, despite how little they might have known about business, despite how much they thought they knew and then discovered they didn't, despite all of their dysfunctional habits and beliefs, despite all